What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, we're being quiet. Yeah. We're being gentle for various reasons that will not be said on air, but we have to be a little quiet. We have to be quiet. It's a sneaky episode.
Let's sneak it in.
That's fun. We're going to sneak it in, you guys. Shh. My parents are home.
By tell them I we're mean, podcasting.
Exactly. Sorry. Shh. My cats are listening. Mittens and Meow are scandalized. They can't listen to this. They're innocent little treasures. Look at that. Look at Mittens in a jumpsuit.
When I went in to pee, I said hi to Mittens. And Meow heard me say hi and came literally screaming.
Ging around the corner. Room. Yeah, that's the thing. The jealousy factor is high. Hello! So this Rose. My name is Armory, coming to you from my bougie garage and cat sanctuary in Los Angeles, California. I could not be more delighted. Guys, this is the weirdest season of Bachelor in Paradise. We've only had four rose ceremonies, and next week is the finale in a marriage. You're like, when did they just decide never to have any rose ceremonies? But well, let's not get to that right now. With me today, turn that off. With me today is a woman who we haven't had on in a little while. It's nice to see, because I've been gone. It's nice to see you in person. I can't wait to hear what you thought about The Golden Bachelor. I can't wait to hear what you think about Bachelor in Paradise. You know her from 24. You know her from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And she has a brand new podcast out that sounds so cool. It's called The Woo You Do. That woo you do. And it's about your mystical secret that you don't tell anybody. For somebody it might be crystals, whatever it is that you do that sort of.
Have you written yourself a check for $1 million?
Yes I have.
Have you prayed to moon water and put it out?
I have not. Ladies and gentlemen, Marilyn Rice Cub. That's a thing. Yes. Moon water. That's cool.
And then one lady was like, I don't have any woos, and then we realized she cleaned everything. You know what I mean? Like, we just find whatever your thing is.
Who's the cleaner? Who's the cleaner?
Oh, my friend's wife. She wasn't on the podcast.
Okay.
But she was just like, I love the concept, but I don't have one. What?
Do they sell moon water at Trader Joe's?
Yeah, how do you
get
the
moon water? You can make your own. You charge your crystals in moon water. I know about moon water.
How do you get moon water?
There she is. When it's a full moon, you just put your crystals. I do it in a ramekin. And you put your crystals in a ramekin with some water.
You are doing. She knows about the moon water. Let's go.
Okay, so with us, the ramekin woo you do, lady. You know, we're as the host of Lady to Lady and a person who helped free Brittany, if I might say. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Tess Barker.
Hello.
That really wowed me. That, as a person who likes pop culture, that really wowed me.
It's really amazing. I listened to the audiobook and kind of relived the wow of that.
That was a trip. Listening to the audiobook was a trip, because I always wondered how she found out, or what exactly the moment was like from her end. And so that was, it was really emotional and cool to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, also with us is a man that he is a friend of the podcast. We love him. You love him. He's one of the greatest writers that I know. And as I always say, he writes for women like no straight man that I know does. He can write female protagonists with complexity and flaws and humor and empathy. Should all men write like you for ladies? Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, producer, writer, Bill Kunstler.
Thank you.
True story.
That's nice of you to say. I tell my wife what she should say to me, and that doesn't work.
No, exactly. They don't like so that. Women don't like that.
I'm not sure right what you said.
You just do it on the page.
It.
On the page. I have a question, Tess. Okay, but also with us. Now, Anna's unfortunately going to be gone the rest of the season.
Oh,
she is touring with all the Workaholics guys.
Oh, my God.
She's on fire. I think Adam Devine is, I think they're new BFFs, which is so cute. I know they go to the gym together at the hotels.
Oh, fun.
I know they go to I think they've been to some museums. I think that's her pal.
Road pal.
She really likes, it's funny when you make a road pal. That's her road pal. Isn't that cute? But with us as a woman that we j'adore. She is the reason that we are here. She is also a friend to all animals. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Levine. I'm not drunk. I'm just overtired. I stayed out late last night.
Wow.
It was my movie premiere last night, you guys.
Congratulations.
I'm
going to watch the movie later today.
Thank you. It's so fun.
Step Aside.
Now, here's the thing. I don't even know if it's on Amazon yet. So here's how you do it. You go to stepasidethemovie.com. It's going to be on Amazon in the next couple of days. They thought it was going to be yesterday. It's in the next couple of days. But you can go to stepasidethemovie.com. It was super fun. It was a crazy premiere. I felt like I was chaperoning a middle school dance at the after party because it was like, I think if I'd been like 11, I would have been really, I was like, all these TikTok influencers that I don't know who anybody is. And at the after party, here's the thing. They kept playing songs that we knew, but all these like little kids know all the words to from like dirty songs from like 2004.
Right.
And then they all would then like, they would all then jump into, there's all of them would know choreographed dances to it from like TikTok. So the entire, it was like a flash mob all night of one song after the next of like Apple Bottom Jeans.
Boots, I love with the that song.
It's a great song. I love that
kids
song.
Know these songs?
They know all of them. I mean, no, literally.
All those
and is this
is
like their Led Zeppelin?
Like my Motown.
This is
the,
yeah.
This is
it.
This is
it. So like, there was like a little girl. There was maybe literally like 8 or 9. There was this song that was like, meet me at the hotel. Meet me at the motel. I'm like, no, don't meet you at the hotel or the motel. Then they had like, Ain't No Holler Back Girl. They knew all of the lines.
Did they play Genuine My Pony?
I don't know.
Sing it.
The Magic Mike song.
Sing it.
No.
My Pony. No.
I would be scared.
That's
I'd
super
be
horny.
No, it wasn't. I remember being like in camp
it was not
as a
that.
Kid and listening to that, being like, this is uncomfortable.
No, look, I had freaking Darling Nikki from Prince, which is the dirtiest song. Like, I'm not a little girl named Nikki. Yeah. So, but like, look, if I would be so disgusting if I was a child. I would know all. And like looking at these kids and their like sparkly outfits. I mean, they were adorable, but I was like, oh, I wish that would have been my dream. They were so cute, but it was like, oh, the fun of being a kid right now is there's all these like numbers that all of them know. And that the after party was wild because most of them are very, it was Pat, I mean, I can't even. Let me just show you 1 second of this, and then we'll keep. I mean, it was so fucking crazy.
Wait, are you saying that when you're a kid now, you know a lot of numbers?
Yes.
Like dance. I think people know shit about TikTok.
This, I think it's this cute. It was so cute. This was at the after party. Like, this is just one of the many songs, and they're all in sync.
Wow.
That's incredible. Night. It's so impressive.
No, like the whole night, every song, it was like the Thriller video. All of a sudden,
it's
the
like
zombies
living
knew.
Living in an episode of Glee.
It was wild.
Who's hating on this?
Literally, I was
Does
like.
Is anyone? I'm not hating on
people
it.
Do. People do. They hate on TikTok and the influencers.
I gotta
and stuff,
tell
but
you.
Nobody else has learned numbers.
Can I tell you?
it's making me feel good about
Can I tell you?
World.
It was
They
so,
all are singers and dancers.
It was fun.
And,
yeah.
It
was
we can
so
act.
Fun.
Did you try to jump in at all?
I did. I obviously. Are you kidding me? Have you spent time with me?
Well,
obviously.
I was pretty sure, but
well,
I don't,
here's
you know,
the thing.
I don't know if you know the numbers.
No, I don't. I made the error of not bringing sneakers. So I was in a lady heel. So I was doing my best, but I kept diving in. I realized like at the actual premiere, they were excited to see me. At the dance floor, they're like, get out of the way, lady. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, you're fun when we're there. We just saw the movie. No, we don't really care. Like, you don't fucking know the moves. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, final question before we get going. How are you feeling about Britney right now?
I'm happy she's free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And she's not married.
No,
right
she
now.
Divorced. I think that's good.
Okay.
Is she with the a guy right now?
No.
Okay.
She's in the loose. I think good fresh start. He's kind of the old boy husband was kind of a holdover from when her
from
dad
before.
Was
okay.
And the kids are with her.
No. Okay. That's kind of a sad story.
Rooting for her.
Yeah. She's been through a lot. I'll say that.
And for real.
I'll say this too. Please don't DM me asking what's going on with her. I don't know her. And I think, if she, after everything that woman has lived through.
What we're doing right now.
Yeah. No, this isn't. But if she wants to dance naked on Instagram, I think that's literally her prerogative.
That's the way I feel.
People can unfollow her if they don't want to see her naked on Instagram. That's clearly what she wants to do right now.
Good for her.
I have to say, I feel that way more after listening to her book, after realizing, because you do that reaction to somebody, because I still had her in my mind from years ago. And it's like, no, she's a fully grown person who lived a really weird, really messed up life. And this is how her expression is coming out. And she needs it, and good for her. And that's, she doesn't have any qualms about her mirror.
She's brave enough to put it out there.
And her body has been out there. So it's not a thing to her. Because it is,
And it's been put out there by other people for so long. That it doesn't surprise me that she wants to feel that she's taking agency of it and deciding to put it where she wants to put it.
I'm into it now.
None of us could possibly, no other human on the planet could possibly have an inkling of what it has been like to be Britney Spears.
No.
So what is a normal reaction to being Britney Spears?
No.
Nobody knows.
Well, also when to know that no one, I'm sorry, and we will get to The Bachelor, but to know that your own fan, that they were using her, they were making her work and making money off of her like a prize cow or something.
She was trafficked by her father.
Yeah. So that is so who do you trust? You know what I mean? So I can actually
she never had a good relationship with, who was never a good guy. From the onset was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And then it continued for years and years and years.
Yeah. And was failed by, the justice system had access to that information.
That's awful.
I mean, she can't trust lawyers.
Yeah.
The mental health industry
trust?
Has fucked with her.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Who does she trust?
Exactly.
So you guys are saying, I have a daughter and she's very talented, and I'm thinking of signing her to an exclusive deal where I get 98%. Is that bad?
It's probably bad. It's probably not good.
This is okay.
Okay.
I'm glad I got this advice.
Well, let me ask you guys this.
You also are an alcoholic and emotionally unavailable and kind of abusive. And
I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah, that goes without. He works in comedy. You guys, also before we get going, we were talking about Gary, Golden Bachelor.
Yeah. Gary.
Happy for them.
I'm happy for them. They seem like they're genuinely happy. I looked at his Instagram. He has posted photos with her. He posted photos with Neil Lane.
That's cute.
In the most grandpa way, though, he posted a photo of him and Neil Lane, and it was cutting off half of
Neil's
face.
That's cute. Honestly,
he reposted it.
I hope he never gets a social media manager. Please give us all grandpa content all the time. I'm going to throw it out to the team overall. Did you enjoy the season? Were you happy with it? Who are you rooting for to be Golden Bachelorette? I'll start with you, Mary Lynn.
Absolutely love the season. I'm a little bit over Leslie, but I would still love to see her as Golden Bachelorette. Because of her, what we were talking about off air, just the drama and the I'm not chosen, but I want to see her.
You
want to
see that, okay?
And come out again. I would, I'd like to see Ellen. I'd like to see.
I want to see a 70-year-old. I feel like we got a 70-year-old man.
Leslie's too young for you?
I feel like Leslie's going to have no problem getting a guy. I want to see, not that Gary, I want to see a 70-year-old, she is 60, or maybe I'm wrong, she could be 65. I think she's 60. And
you want a true golden.
I want somebody that's the same age that's maybe because I think of my mom and I get protective of her and she was so cute that it's I want an older, sparkly lady that might not have a dating pool to have a chance.
So who's your pick?
I guess Ellen.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, but are there any single men that age who aren't unmarried comic book collectors?
There has to be. There might be even some slightly younger.
Good point.
That's fine, younger.
I'd love a cougar situation.
I like a cougar situation, too. And I also think that, they're... all you need, you just need 20 guys in America or from Canada or whatever. There's going to be 20. There's going to be
20.
20.
They exist.
You know what? This is controversial. I am going to say this. I would not have said this for the male bachelor, but I think the woman should get to have 40-year-olds.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
You know?
Or 50. Give her 50. Or no, yeah, 50. How about 50?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to see, Tess?
I like Leslie, too, and I know that's controversial with this group.
But you both are
like Leslie.
I think Leslie was a good time. She kind of gives me almost Caitlyn's one of my favorite bachelorettes of all time.
She's obsessed with her.
I think Leslie kind of has Caitlyn vibes.
Because she's a dancer.
She's fit. She's hot. She's fun. I think that she parties without getting messy. Not that Caitlyn didn't get messy. But
Caitlyn was my favorite bachelor. I loved her.
Same. I love Caitlyn. So I feel like I get kind of that vibe with Leslie, which, again, she wasn't the right fit for Gary for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't drive on the 101, you probably can't ride Leslie.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Soundbite.
Nice.
But, okay. Yeah, okay. So I was surprised that he, for that reason, I was surprised that he didn't choose her, because I thought they had a really sexy time in the fantasy.
I thought he was going to choose her.
Yeah.
I predict these things.
I did too, but then when I do wonder if her inability to, when he kept saying forever, I think you could feel when somebody's talking themselves into it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if he was the guy, because everybody in her family was like, well, you're really different than who she used. Like, she had the sexy chef. It was Prince. It was other, like, I think she's like, I should, yes. He's like an old shoe. This is, yes.
The old shoe was like, the killer. Yeah. That was.
I think she was talking herself into it because he was kind, but I don't think her chemicals were jangled by him.
I don't think so either, because he's like, he is an attractive man, but you can just tell that that's not the kind of guy that she's attracted
but
to.
But I think that Teresa was horny for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Teresa's more the female version of Gary. Like, yeah. I think they do fit together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, who are you rooting for Bachelorette?
Oh my God! I think I am rooting for the other
Ellen.
The Italian woman who the Kris Jenner.
I love that. Oh my God, she would be fun. Susan would be so fun.
Yeah, I think if it isn't Leslie in the odds,
Susan would be great.
I think they're gonna go for her.
I hope so.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm sure with all you guys, when we were watching this season, it was like 10 times more emotional than any.
Oh, my God.
Because this could be their last shot. Yeah. You know, it's just so heavy. There's a gravitas.
It was my favorite season I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe how much respect and dignity the producers actually, how they got it right.
Yeah.
They didn't do Depends jokes. They didn't do Walker's jokes. Like, they treated them. Some people were like, oh, they shouldn't have them in the bunk beds. I actually like that they didn't. There were options that were lower. I'm sure if somebody really couldn't get up there. But, like, I like that they treated them young.
Yeah, you know.
Right. They didn't do. They did a slight bit about that. But
just enough to make it cute. And I mean,
they do open on his hearing aid.
Which I loved, which killed me. I loved it. Oh my God, I made it. And to Cat Stevens, Katie Levine, what do you have to say?
Susan would be a great bachelorette.
Susan would be great.
What was her name? Ellen would be great. Joan would be great. I don't know. I thought it was a great season overall, though.
Me too.
And I hope they're happy.
I wanted to get to know more that first one out of the limo, who was Edith, who was so hot.
Edith, her
hair.
Yeah,
she was gorgeous.
We didn't get to know Edith.
What was her deal?
She was
like the white hair.
Yes, with the white, the big bounce.
She was going the distance.
She was gorgeous. I think he likes brunettes.
You know who else was really gorgeous too? Was the Indian woman.
Oh, apparently she self-eliminated.
That's what I saw. Like, she was just gone 1 week.
Marina. Marina was gorgeous. Right? Isn't her name? She was gorgeous.
Self-eliminated.
I think it was after the first. I think she had a family emergency. I think she had a family thing.
Like the other woman who
The woman who missed her kid's wedding.
That was my brother had a crush on her. My brother liked Sandra.
She was pretty.
She was my brother's top choice. She was 75.
I would love for her to be.
She was 75.
Sandra
would be incredible.
That'd be great.
All right, here we are.
Yeah.
Now it's only a 1 hour episode. I can't believe we're at the finale next week.
No. I don't know what's happening.
It feels, and almost also having both of these at the same time, I feel like in a weird way, because Paradise is my favorite of the franchise, but then Golden Bachelor was so great that I actually almost feel like it's watered down Paradise where people, I think they did themselves I don't think they realized how good Golden Bachelor was going to be.
Yeah.
And programming them at the same season, I don't think people care about Bachelor in Paradise as much right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're only human. We only have so many hours a week. I mean, normal batch, we're in for at least 3 hours a week. Sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, with the Golden Bachelor, they couldn't air it past 9 because their audience wouldn't be watching.
They would be past 9.
You really feel full when you watch the Golden Bachelor. That's a hard transition to go to BIP after that.
Yeah.
It's very jarring.
I do wonder, maybe I'll try to find this. Like, what was the audience? Like, what was the median age for the audience for Golden Bachelor? Because I felt like I was seeing mainly young people talking about it online.
It was the most watched one they ever had.
Really?
Ever?
On Hulu and stuff.
But all the ads kept being for, like, shingles vaccine. And so I'm just like...
Shingles doesn't care.
Because I feel like on the actual TV, that's who's... The people on cable are the parents on cable are watching it, and then kids watch it on Hulu.
I should get my shingles vaccine.
Watch it
you're too young. I've asked. Okay, so here we go. This is the week of tough conversations. Okay, we'll start with Blake and Jess. So Blake and Jess, it's been rocky. So we start out, I'll just sort of read what happened. If we all recall, Katie, the stand-up comedian.
Ugh, boo.
Came back and
somebody needed to roast master the comedian.
Roast, I wanted to jump into my laptop and do it myself.
Dude, it was brutal. It was brutal.
Not even fun, brutal.
And then I went down a rabbit hole where her first stand-up set was last year.
I found it.
No, you did not.
She does dating material, but doesn't talk about the fact in the dating material that she was the Bachelorette.
No.
Doesn't want to be known for that.
Okay, oh my fair God. Enough.
You know, literally, that's insane. Are you serious?
Yes.
That's all you should talk about.
It's so awkward. Yeah.
That's why people are there. That's why people bought the tickets.
All of your sets for the next 3 to 5 years can be about that.
And
because that's your life.
I would kill for that. Yeah. Oh my God. So then he's like, Blake was like, yesterday was a weird day. It was weird that, like, my ex, I had all the feels with Katie of what can happen here. I've had a taste of what love is on this show, but I'm not getting there. You know, I feel like I actually was surprised at how boner Blake, that they had to put a black bar on his dick during, like, his seat, because he got so aroused during the pandemic at the La Quinta Resort playing Paradise. He said, I feel like I'm playing Paradise. You know, we had a great start, but then it just sort of festered and we're just sort of circling. And I'm feeling like it's not going to work. Are we just waiting for it to end? And then I was surprised that Jess didn't actually start crying or anything. And there was no admission that she made out with Tyler ever. But she's like, look, it was, I mean, he was off making out with somebody else on the date, but still no one ever said that. She's like, look, it was good in the beginning, but then we stopped having fun. And I wanted to see it through.
She said you stopped having fun, by the way.
I don't know why that stuck.
Yeah, that stuck out to me because I was like, why are you making it like he did this? Freaking baby Jess going.
Okay,
on.
Baby Jess is
a
that
literal child.
Literally, baby Jess. When you're actually an adult woman, and you're just like, if I was like, baby, I didn't have podcasts now. Like, okay. She's like, I thought I would be hopelessly in love, but I know how to keep going. I don't know how to end something once I begin. It shouldn't be this hard. There is truth in what you were saying. You made me feel comfortable. I hope you know how hard this is. Not for baby Jess. No hard feelings. I was numb for years, baby Jess. I care about you a lot. You and your baby glitter can go. And she's crying. And
but then, she does know how to end things. It's glitter and self-sabotage.
And then,
because that's what she did.
Literally. And then Kylie ran after him in a sexy manner and was like, please don't go. So all of this is on the table. All of this is on the table.
Guys, I need to talk about this. I've been watching it in isolation.
tell us everything.
Arden, you need to have me on more.
Yes, tell us on. I've been in New York.
Why did she sexy? I mean,
Kylie.
We've seen that a little in the a very little where the person who's the confidant will be like, "Don't go." But Kylie, we've never seen her.
They've never talked
about
left field. What's your theory?
Only because of the coming attractions that we saw next
week.
So we can see that at least they're implying from the coming attractions that it's not going to go well for the two of them.
Kylie and the Aiden guy.
I don't know what more I can do.
And
those coming attractions.
And so I'm thinking that, I mean, I don't know if she had an actual plan to move on to plan B if it doesn't work out with them.
Yeah.
But I think she was having that kind of feeling for him as if he was in second position. It was pretty clear there was, like, she really liked him.
It was horny, like I say that a lot on the podcast. I'm sorry.
Horny?
Yeah.
Stop being you. Yeah.
I actually felt like it was more because we see that a lot of the women go to Blake to talk about their problems that they're having in their own relationships.
Remember Nick Viall became that the season he was on?
Yeah, that's how he became the Bachelor.
They are over 30 years old. And they actually are
adult
and a little bit tall.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because like we see Rachel talking to him a lot and he's a man.
He's also kind of like a blank canvas, right? Because there's nothing. I mean, watching that scene between the two of them was like watching two milk jugs do Ibsen. So I think with guys like that, you can kind of project, like you can think you're getting more than you're actually getting.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think they just like having him around. And I think that's why Kylie was like, no, I have no one to talk to about my problems.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was weird.
It's one or the other. Look, I got a little sexy baby. Yeah, I got a little flirty vibe.
I wouldn't want to watch my.
She kept saying the same thing, and you could tell he wasn't going to. It's like, cut this already. They just left the whole thing.
And then at the end, he kisses her on the cheek. It was weird. No, it did feel sexy.
I would not want to watch my boyfriend run after my sexy friend. You know what I mean? To be like, I don't know who's my sexy.
I did see on Instagram,
Marilyn. You know, like, please, no, I need you here, Marilyn. Don't go. I watched back, what the fuck? Why were you chasing Marilyn? Like, that's weird. I'm watching this back. Why are you being sexy to my friend? Yeah.
By the way, I saw that Blake and Rachel were hanging out on Instagram.
I think
they should date. I think that would be a really good couple. We'll get to Rachel in a second
because
Kylie doesn't realize that she's doing sexy baby. She thinks she's coming across as caring.
Yeah,
and
she said, "Okay, but you're my friend. I want you to be happy."
I kind of bought it towards the end. Like, to me, my read of it, like, I started out thinking she was ramping up to like try to
sexy
fuck
baby.
Him. Yeah, but then it kind of did turn into a weird like brother sister kind of like bro stay. So I guess very confused.
You have to ask yourself, what are the odds that she's actually being genuine and kind? And I don't know.
Zero.
Honestly, zero. We could be friends and we're just not seeing it.
2%?
Maybe.
They could be legitimate friends and we are just not.
Winners are not an ulterior motive on this show. But you know.
Okay, maybe question. Can we talk about baby Jess and Tyler and the fact that nobody ever acknowledged
and they never spoke again?
They never talk about their like, make it, I want to be with you. And then like,
they
also,
don't even talk it.
And also, by the way, like, okay, so they break up. Tyler's still there. Like, I just like the whole like baby Jess is still around. Like
that kiss must have sucked.
It must have been a bad kiss.
Horrible. I feel like Tyler might not be a good kisser because he's just so hot and he's so like fit that I could see him just like thinking he's really
he's all tongue
he's good.
Or something.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. He's one of those guys that as soon as you kiss him, he's just like ugh.
Right.
And his just tongue is like all over, and you're just like,
well, Dr. Banana.
Dr.
Banana was saying that he felt like an all men's rights matter guy.
Isn't it weird when you remember Tyler from Rachel's season?
As like the carny, he was.
But when he was, when she sent him home because she wasn't going to meet his parents, he seemed like this pathetic little puppy.
Oh,
yes.
To the empty carnival.
Because he worked, he had a carnival stall. He has a stall at the boardwalk.
So you can go from, and everyone was on his side.
That's
everyone
right.
Everyone felt bad for him. And now he's
a
lout. You know, it's just amazing.
Well, look, we met James Taylor. If you recall from JoJo's season, we met James Taylor after it happened. And like, and like by that point, because he was so sweet and he was the guy that was never, he actually was the good version of when Leslie is like, nobody picks me. Because you actually believed it. Like, he's the friend. He was the friend zone. He was sort of the dorky dude. He had the song. He was sweet as can be. But like around cool guys, he's the guy that doesn't get picked. And so then his DMs got flooded, and this guy just went on a tear. Ooh. And he talked about it on podcasts. I mean, he talked about like a lot of women, and then like these guys just get like ruined. Like, and so like they go from being this maybe like a sweet pea to the amount of women. Did you meet James Taylor?
Yeah, I was there, and he kind of sucked.
He right?
Because I think when you have those low self-esteem issues and then it does get magnified by attention, that can be a huge recipe for disaster. Yeah. We've all seen that in the wild.
And women are not coming to him for the right reasons. Like, the women are not into him.
I do also think some of the women think maybe they are. Maybe some of the women are like, oh, this is the nice guy.
That's true.
Maybe they're like, it's not like the hottie boobalati. It's like, oh, like this is the good guy. Like, oh, I'm a nice lady.
But then
it's like everybody.
Yeah. That's what happened to Tyler, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, you guys, any final things on Blake? Jess.
What do you guys think of Jess? Like, what is the female opinion of Jess?
She's a child.
She's a child.
She seems very sweet. She's very cute, but she is too young.
You know what? Yeah. I think it's like, and it's not even like a number thing. It's like, she's very cute. She's very sweet.
Yeah, it's like immaturity.
Like, at that age, I was already like, I'd lived out of my parents' house for a long time. I was on a show. Like, I was self-sufficient. You know what I mean?
She's not.
Like,
is that how old you were when you were on
I was 20. I just turned 22.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable that I've known you that long.
I know, it's crazy. So I was like, yeah, I just turned 22. So it's like I had my shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a way that's like,
she seems like, I mean, like, she, again, she's very nice. Like, yeah. I hope the best for her. But she seems like she still lives with her parents. You know? And it's like, it just feels like. And also, I just think they weren't a good fit. I think Blake needs someone more mature. I think she needs to just kind of be single and get to know herself and maybe date casually and, you know, see what she likes and doesn't like.
But here's an interesting thing.
Sweet.
Here's an interesting thing about that, because it seems like when Blake and when he was leaving and
Kylie
were talking, he kind of admitted that he was into her more than she was into
him. Yeah, that was weird too.
Right. And that, so when he brought all of this up, he never said that, because I think he was trying to grab the steering wheel and say, I'm out of here.
Well, I don't blame him, because she...
I think he was into her, despite her youth.
Well, I think early on...
There's a guy who doesn't care for girls younger.
She didn't really care, though.
No.
Early on, she kept being indifferent and wanting to go explore. She was the one that asked for space, so he went on that date that he didn't really want to go on with Genevieve.
No pleasing her. She wanted to explore. It could be a metaphor for either she lives with her parents or she hasn't, like, experienced life.
And then she was,
I want to explore. And then you explore and you still don't know what you want. Yeah. And you still haven't really had the experience.
You're
doing it on Bachelor in Paradise. And then you make out and you're like, oh, but that didn't work either.
You're
like,
she just... on the show and everyone else around you is quote unquote falling in love.
She brought an engagement dress. She brought an engagement.
Your friends.
But she wasn't.
She brought an engagement.
But you're going to convince yourself
you are. But I think what he was saying to her, this isn't working for me. But what he really meant was, it's clearly not working for you, and I'm not going to.
Like, I'm a more mature person. I'm going to do.
I think it's also, this isn't working for me, that you clearly don't like me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's fine.
But he didn't say those last words. You know,
but what's the point? I mean, I think that's enough to go. Yeah.
Well,
this isn't working.
Come off as pathetic as possible.
Yeah.
You know, that's always my goal. Is that not what we should be going for? Am I doing this wrong?
I will say this: Jess's body glitter, because body glitter has been trying to make a comeback for like the last year, and finally, I was like, it works.
And by the way, it spread all over the beach. It started on her, and then it went all over the beach. Or we can take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yes! It's time for Bachelor in Paradise!
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back.
Hi.
So, Mercedes is upset.
Oh.
Understandably, because everybody in the truth box, which I feel like that was such a not great storyline, but the truth box of like Tyler's shady. I mean, it's like clearly Tyler and Jess told people that they made out. and nobody told Mercedes. And
by the everybody, way, my truth box is battered and covered with tape as well.
I throw it every once in a while.
Yeah,
the truth box. Terrible. By the way, I also love that like Wells did that. Like they could have just given him a new box, and they made him. They made Wells tape it back together.
Gave him hammer and nails.
Did Wells like, tell you that?
Yes, he did the podcast. God. Like they let that wasn't even a bit. They were like, "Well, you can fix." It's like there's not another box in Sayulita.
And something like that totally sticks out. I mean, maybe that's why they did it, so it would be memorable. I mean,
it's a funny like, choice, but if they did it because they're cheap, that's even
I don't think there was another box. It was so wild.
Is that just them breaking the fourth wall like they do sometimes?
Yeah, like they're not known
for making
funny choices.
It kind of felt like it was like, it sort of felt like this is the box, and this was our box that we had, and we're not buying.
Like, that's your
That's the budget for the box.
That's the box.
You're the one that asked for it. If you want it, you got to buy your own box. Yeah, we're not.
Props is acting out. He shouldn't have thrown our box. It just falls to Wells. Repair it however you can.
That was so unattractive. That was the banging of the box was so unattractive. Meanwhile, so basically the box, without saying it, is like Tyler was like horny for and making out with Jess and like while he was dating you. And in, I mean, to be fair to Jess, she and Blake were exploring other options. Yeah. Tyler was sort of with Mercedes.
He was with Mercedes. And yeah.
Did she have any dates or any attention after Tyler?
No.
She was
locked in
relatively
on Tyler.
Exclusive.
Yes. Okay.
Because and they saw a raccoon on their date and it was good luck.
Is that which religion is
sometimes
that?
Sometimes stupid people say things that make me feel like I'm the stupid one.
I know.
Am I supposed to know raccoons are good luck?
I know.
This show must drive you crazy.
I know. When we have, so then Kylie, by the way, no one uses the Boom Boom Room anymore.
I was going to ask, what the hell?
Nobody's even horny. Give me a Kenny and anybody. You know what I mean?
Like, how many weeks is shooting total?
Great question.
Do you think they are using it, but they're not showing
it? No, Wells was saying that a lot of them are now, the Gen Z is so aware of their branding, which I understand. Like, they're actually savvy enough to be like, my parents are going to watch this. I'm not doing it.
But 24/7, you're at this hot, sweaty beach. There's a room right
there. And you're supposed to get engaged to this person clothes. And you're not fucking them?
Yeah.
Or even like cuddling and spending the night in a bed. Like,
crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm with Katie, but like, let's just say for whatever, let's say even just like spending the night alone in a bed, like just sleeping next to them.
Yeah. But I think that there may be like a puritanical push on behalf, like from the network, because I'm ashamed to say I watched Love Island. Love Island in the beginning was just
things.
Fucking everywhere.
So did
they
I.
Do tantric,
do they not do it anymore?
Yoga.
None.
Really? Even on the British version?
Zip.
So they're not even in England. Sex.
Not even in England.
Do you think it's something that they explicitly are telling people?
No,
on
this
Bachelor
is a younger
Paradise.
Generation.
I think that
they're either not showing.
Wait, the
it
younger
or
generation isn't into
away.
Sex.
I'll send you. Okay,
they don't have sex as
my
much.
My friend texted me about this because she when I mentioned this. So I said I read it was the LA Times had two articles recently about how younger people are just not having.
So they're
sex.
Sexier online.
And,
the pictures
and they
stuff
don't even want to watch sex on TV. They're not into it. They want to see
what
just,
kind of generation are we
I
raising
think,
here?
I think
we're
this, I think,
do they eat food?
We're becoming robotic. That's what's happening. We're going to enter the.
I think a lot of it is based on I'm like they take sexy pictures and you get your kind of sparky validation through comments. Like it's almost with yourself. You're like you're horny for yourself because like it's like your own image putting it out there and like. But it's not. Nobody's actually like hooking up.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't sex really fun?
Yeah. I think so.
Am I not remembering it right? I shouldn't say that. I'm kidding, honey.
Porn. They just watch a lot of porn. I think COVID. Like in the article, it was basically like. Porn
really
COVID them up. Porn and COVID. And but yeah, the
so much
COVID.
Effort and output into. The video and yourself and to actually go and be with somebody.
Like, and make eye contact with another person in a way that's not just with yourself and your phone.
But isn't the pull towards like sex and drugs, like isn't that siren song just irresistible to every human being?
So, but it's all in theory, apparently.
Changing.
It's not practice. It's
changing.
Odd.
I think drugs are happening.
The interesting
drugs
thing
are
with
for sure God.
The interesting thing with me was the article about how kids don't want to see sex on TV and movies. They're like, no, we just want to see like friend relationships.
That's
and I'm just like, what?
Huh. Kylie and Tyler review. There's a relationship. The review of the relationship has to have. We have to have a big, real conversation. So
Mercedes
she's saying,
is
Oh yeah, so Kylie was talking to Kylie. Kylie and Tyler talked for a
they
second.
Did?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I think so. And so then, Mercedes is like, Mercedes is upset, and then she's like, we haven't gotten deeper with each other, and she goes to talk to him.
Yeah, I do.
And she's like,
this.
There's no depth. I don't feel wanted at all. You've never touched my leg until just now. Like, you've never come at me, and you said that distance isn't an option for you. But everybody here lives in basically different cities, so why would you come be on the show? I feel like the way what she didn't say was like, it feels like you're here just for like fame and Instagram followers. What she kept saying was for a fling.
For a fling.
Yeah. But like what it really feels like is like fame. And she's like, are you here for a fling? He's like, he's like, I came here because I wanted something, but I haven't seen anything from you. She's like, well, you haven't tried. She's like, is there a spark with us? And he was like, no. She's like, and then he's like,
that's always a great answer.
She's like, so she goes, so why did you give me the rose? She's like, well, I gave you the rose, wondering like, is the spark going to come? She's like, Tyler, that's such a bad sign. No spark? No spark, Tyler? You have to have a spark.
A raccoon and no spark?
A raccoon and no spark? And then she's like, we write that down as the title, A Raccoon and No Spark. So then she said, I feel used. There is something that just feels so off. I just feel like...
Okay, dial it back a little bit.
I was curious.
But I felt like something that was so off was she was sensing the Jess thing that wasn't said to her. She knew something. She could tell something that she didn't know.
But I think she did know when she's saying, you didn't put your hand on my knee. It's like when one of your friends is saying exactly what the problem is, but as a question, it's like you're answering your question.
Yeah. Right.
And like when she kept repeating no spark, I felt her self-esteem in my heart just leaving her. Like to sit there and
I felt
like,
sorry for her.
Oh my God.
I wonder if Mercedes is a little bit like Jess, but she's just not so external. She's she's much more poised because remember when she was like, oh, I'm into... Will. Oh, I'm in the book. Like a little bit, yeah. She's doing it to herself.
Oh, yeah. She was really. Kylie and Mercedes were highly desired early on.
Yeah. So Mercedes has had a lot of chances, really, I think, with people she's had more of a connection with than Tyler ever.
Right.
So why is she blaming it all on Tyler?
I think when people play it wrong and early on there's too many options and they play it wrong and then they're waiting for something like our fuckboy, Tanner, you know what I mean? When people like for a moment are like the chosen one and then they play it wrong.
This felt like the episode where all of that was imploding for all the people that did that.
Yes. Well,
the implosion.
I felt.
You're right, because you got to ride the wave. You can't couple up too soon, but you can't couple up too late.
Yeah, you can't.
It's not about picking sides, but if you had to pick sides,
Mercedes.
You're on Mercedes' side.
Mercedes.
Really? Because you just said
between
a few
Mercedes and Tyler.
In that conversation, the way it went down.
Yes, Mercedes.
Mercedes.
I mean, I do think the immaturity of her. It's a little. She's a little like Jess in the emotionality. She's a little like what's her name? Kat. I mean, I hate to say that. No one's like Kat, but in the sense of like, I want to be wanted. It's like, okay. Like,
yeah.
But here's...
You weren't that serious about him, really, even though I do genuinely feel bad for Mercedes.
Maybe this is a divide. I was going to say gender, but gender is fluid. This is the... Like, I'm not sure that... Like, you can't force things.
Yeah.
And I get, like, there are people have different paces or people who grow in love after a while. Like, it's not crazy to think that he was... Like, because it didn't seem like he was... You know, I mean, he did kiss Jess.
You know what?
They're
playing out in that conversation, the truth box thing. They're playing out, you're not that into me, but they're using a bunch more words. That's all she was saying.
But she was accusing him of essentially like lying to her.
He did, though. He didn't tell her about making out with Jess.
But that's not what she was talking about. She was talking about
the attraction.
That there was the attraction, that there wasn't a
spark. But to say point blank, no spark, it's like, to me, that means you did know that you're not attracted to this person. It didn't feel ambivalent.
Yeah, because a spark is at the beginning of meeting.
Yeah.
Like, it's right when you meet someone.
Yeah.
But a spark can grow. It
can
happen.
You know.
And by the way,
he did say
there was a spark the first night. He said literally there was a spark.
I think love can grow. I think a spark has to be.
Honestly, as a woman, if a guy said to me there's no spark, I would feel so awful.
A guy you liked, a guy that I liked for a couple weeks.
I would feel, think about it. I'd be like, I have no spark for you. Basically, like, I like, I'm not horny for you. I would feel so bad.
Just don't say it. That way.
Yeah, exactly. That was
a bad
way.
Yeah, there's no spark.
But we're guys. That's what we do. We say things wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even your precious Golden Bachelor, Gary, I think the way he handled that conversation
he
with
was
Leslie.
He was not without his
as it gets. Oh, but y'all still love him, right?
Yeah. Oh, he was brutal.
Yeah,
he
was that was brutal. So that's what we do. I, from behalf of men, I apologize.
Okay, Katie, what are you, any final thoughts on Tyler and Mercedes?
No, they just like, they're just there. I mean, I think she liked him, but he's there just to hang out with friends on a beach and be on TV.
Okay. I agree with you. Yeah. I actually think, I think we have a toned down version of James Taylor, and I think this show has corrupted our Tyler.
I actually feel like he just was there. He just wanted to hang with his bros. That's I think, like, the feeling I get. Because otherwise he would have like gone after Jess. He would have tried some for someone
but
else.
But I think it's, I think they get addicted to the show.
Yes,
they
that's do. True.
And I always forget about like the invisible Bachelor universe, which is like, we need to consider that that plays into all of the Bachelorism of everything, right? Like, there's this unseen social world where they're all hanging out with each other.
All the time.
Each other. So you're going to have FOMO if like half of your bros are going down to Mexico.
How could there not be a reality show where they pick like 10 of them and follow them around with cameras? And,
I mean, you know, that's a really good, that's a good idea.
They just have to go to San Diego.
We got, we got to go.
Because the production like triples and doubles.
Can you believe that?
I know, but think about what they do.
Can you believe that Brayden is going to be doing our show at Sketchfest?
I'm
Are you going to be up there?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Are you
going to
be up there?
I'm not this year. I will.
January 20th. I mean, anybody's welcome to come.
I mean, unless
oh
I just pop
God.
Over.
Anybody's welcome to come.
There,
you
I mean,
come
there's
do
a guy
it.
I hope we talk about, because talk about a transformation.
I agree with you.
Transforming in the right direction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
He really.
Well, like a Nick Viall. I mean, you know.
He won all of us over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's been a sweetie to interact with. He's been, and Wells really liked
Wells
him.
Is
really?
Awesome.
Wells,
well, I hope you can talk to him about how, what, like, what was in his, what was up his butt for the freaking Bachelorette.
I mean, see, I think that's when we know it's the producers.
I think he got a bad cut,
You think he got a bad cut? No, that could just be a bad cut.
No, I agree with
that.
He was emotional, he wasn't acclimated to the situation.
I think it's also, look, like, he's 23 or 24. Mm. He's probably got a little bit of a rascal in him. I think he's one of those guys like, I'm going to go on and make good TV. You know what I mean? And
I'm going to be that guy that says what I'm thinking.
He has a personality.
And then he did. And I think he basically was like, I'm going to go get airtime and stir it up. And he did. And then maybe as he relaxed into it, he's like, okay, I've made it. I made it onto the, got called up to the majors.
Right.
So like maybe he calmed down a little bit and
it's
was actually like a
he's
good guy.
Well, like
it's
he was
be
a sweet,
great to talk to him.
He was talking about when he almost died on the boat.
He was in the army. Yes, he almost died on the boat. We're going to.
Was that before or after The Bachelor in Paradise
that
in
was,
real life?
That's a good question. I think after.
Okay. My theory was like maybe that changed him into a better person.
No, I think because I think Paradise ends, after. I think Paradise is like May.
Okay.
And then it's wild.
I think it was after.
It's wild that this is December and it's still airing. This is a summer show. Like,
it is Christmas.
The fact that we are almost at Christmas and we're still talking about Bachelor in Paradise is insane.
Well, all I've said, I mean, he's. I think there are maybe some total on that show 2.5 personalities when you put them all together.
He's crazy.
And I think he's got at least 30% of them.
I mean, honestly, thank God he's on it, you know? Also, I would take more of Canada Sam. We haven't seen her. She had one episode. We haven't seen her in weeks.
Yeah, she's great.
She's like a little fun. Like, give me Canada. Like, we've seen her once. Anyway, okay, any final things before we take a break about Tyler and Mercedes?
Boo.
No. Okay. All right. We're going to come back with the one I'm dying to talk about the most. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. Here we go. So we're coming back. This is not the one that I was dying to talk about. Captain Michael and Olivia, they're playing basketball. Kisses. I feel so seen and heard. This can work. Love is in the air. She falls very quickly.
Yeah.
Everyone sure does on this show. I mean, they all push it.
I mean, she's adorable, but it's now I'm starting to buy it. If somebody built you like a
Gilligan's Island basketball.
It was cute. That was really cute. I would love that.
You would love that.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
You would fall quickly.
I love activities.
I would fall quickly.
The teamwork aspect.
I like the teamwork. I like a homemade, I like a craft. Mm-hmm. And I like an activity. And I would like that somebody was like a ding dong enough that they built
me. Also, she feels like she's been through it already. So she's like ready to jump. Yeah. Even. Like it could have been.
Yeah, anyway.
And the fact that he did those nice
what
things.
What are the odds
that
he
really
actually
hot?
Made that stuff himself?
Zero. But if they can make that, they can make that, they can't get Wells another truth box.
You know what?
That's what's confounding.
When I was dating, I could have been like the best guy ever on dating if I had someone making everything for me.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
And doing everything for me.
Can you imagine?
I would kill on this show.
Oh, obviously.
I just had a third party writing notes saying that we could forego our individual rooms.
Oh my God, that'd be so, with like beautiful handwriting.
I have horrible handwriting. It would have been so great.
So then John Henry loves kissing Kat. He always seems vaguely buzzed. He seems like slightly buzzed all the time. Sunburned and buzzed.
Red.
He's just so smart.
Okay, so then we have...
his heart is on the welding in the water.
We have Blake, Tyler, Jordan, Tanner, and Tyler, Tanner, Jordan, and Blake.
Taylor.
Taylor, Tanner, Jordan, and Blake are left. So Rachel goes on a... Rachel's been out with Jordan. I have to tell you, I'm so over her. I was rooting for her. I felt badly for her as the bachelorette that she came down. I was rooting for her.
Don't be too over her because I think one day she's going to be the golden bachelorette.
Oh my God. She Jordan was adorable. She dumped him the first time on her show and Katie loved him. Katie loved him.
He was
adorable.
They had the best date.
Then they had another great date. Yep. Then this ding dong comes back and gets swept up by, I think, fuckboy Tanner. And then... So she's like, I'm in on Tanner. Then she's dumping Jordan. Then Tanner disrespects her during the roast. But then we never see them having a conversation afterwards about, like, why did you say that? And then so now she's back on Jordan. But it's like, Jordan can feel it. He's an idiot.
I totally forgot about the Tanner thing.
Yes.
And so I was feeling for Rachel at the end because I forgot about the Tanner.
She went to Tanner.
Moment.
She jumped. Right. She came back from the date where she was all in. She's like, oh, my God, I got a second shot. Maybe... With Jordan,
now I hate her.
And then she jumped in immediately.
She should have stayed with Jordan.
She went to Tanner immediately, and then Tanner fucked her over. So then she went back to Jordan, and Jordan's like, fuck you. I like Mercedes. Like, that, to me, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him. Like, she's done that twice to him? Good for him.
Yeah.
But I think it's self-sabotage. She's a self-sabotager.
Yes. Completely.
I mean, which I have empathy for.
She could have had Aven.
That's crazy. I forgot about the Tanner thing and then...
She is. She could have had sweet Aven who said nothing this season, but he was sweet on her season.
Yeah. She could have done all the acting out and just had him as a blank slate.
When you add up, she was on The Bachelor, so that's one guy. All the guys on The Bachelorette. All the guys here. How many chances that she had.
And she's like sabotage. She picks the wrong
guy.
She's
got to be good at sabotage.
Well, I think she was good with Brayden.
But then he sabotaged.
He sabotaged
that over. And she was really blindsided by that. Because, I mean, everybody was. And then that girl, you know, just ghosted it. But
this whole season's not...
It's been weird.
It's been weird. And it's been extra weird next to the glory of The Golden Bachelor.
Is there a smaller number of episodes?
It's still wild. I don't even know.
It feels like there
it does.
Regular Bachelor has been truncated. So I wonder if in general they've just been shortening seasons.
Wells made it sound like it wasn't. Because Wells, it was more halfway point. And he was like, well, we were only halfway through. So I feel like...
I know. And then that's why I thought we had more episodes. But then we only have one more.
I have a quick question. Are they expected to get engaged?
Yes.
At Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah, they're supposed to.
That's like you win if you get engaged?
Yeah, you win.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to. A lot of people have just ended up together.
That would be great if you had
they
to.
Just go,
you got to, sorry.
You win, but you get engaged in most of them. You get engaged and then you break up.
Right, but when you go into it, that's the goal.
The goal is to get engaged. Yeah. That's the goal. Some people, like Canadian 7th Kevin... They just left like as pals and then they got married.
I think there's been a few people who have just left as couples.
I mean, when I say pals, I mean couples. Not engaged couples.
Right.
Like
Dean.
They're so cute.
And what percentage would you say people that are like, were a couple, were leaving the show? That is rare, right?
Honestly, this show has made the most because it's like Jane.
Oh, you mean getting married? You mean getting married? No, she means not engaged. Not engaged.
I mean, when they say,
We're
together and we're going to just leave the show and be together.
But not be engaged.
But like leave early?
Leave early.
Oh, leave early.
Oh, I mean, Kaylin and Dean did that.
Very few.
That's pretty baller. Yeah. I found my person. We don't need the show.
Kaylin and Dean, that was cool because like Dean came back and he's like, hey, I do want to be with you. Do you want to go? And she's like, yeah. And now they're married.
They got married.
Cool. And they keep rescuing senior dogs.
They're cute. They're really cute. They're really cute.
There's your show.
But I feel like if you found your person, why would you not just stay for the vacation with your man?
Agreed. Because
someone on that fucking show is going to try to mess with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true.
I would get the fuck out
of
there.
And get away from the camera, you guys.
Okay, so Rachel and Jordan, we're back, you guys. She's like, I've had such a fun time with you, and there's no one else I'd rather give my rose to.
I'm so mad at her now.
And then we see Jordan talking on camera to other people. He's like, yeah, I don't know. Well, after she's fucked him over with Tanner, I don't know if the romantic feelings are there for me. Like, I don't know if I can get the romantic feelings back. Meaning, because she fucked me over twice.
Yeah, that tends to happen when people slap me.
Twice.
Twice.
So I want to explore things with Mercedes. So Mercedes is upset. And she's like, he goes and pulls her aside. And he's like, I want to catch up. You know, he's like, are you okay? She's like, well, Tyler told me there's no spark. I deserve someone who actually feels a spark with me. I've had conversations with you. And he's like, I love how great you are. meanwhile, Brayden pulled
Such a good line.
Meanwhile, Brayden pulled Sparkle Jess. And he's like, remember when you said all you wanted was a guy to bring you a box of chocolates? A dude. So she gave chocolate. She goes, I need chocolate. And then, I mean, when you write it all out,
your voice is just dripping with respect.
Right? Yeah. And then Tanner regrets not giving Jess a chance, so he decides to go take a swing.
Everybody's going.
So then he's like,
for Jess.
He's like, you know, things have changed for me. You know, I really liked Jess watching with Blake that you were loyal. That was super attractive quality.
That's
for
a green
me.
Light.
That's a green light.
Yeah.
So then they have the rose ceremony, and we have, oh my God.
Oh God, the awkward.
Okay, before we even get to that, Liza, and how she whispers to Aaron.
Yes.
She's
like,
he was like, what? And they literally had to put like graphics with her words.
Yeah.
It's literally like, is everybody baby Jess? It's like baby Jess, baby like.
Baby Eliza.
It's like, what the hell?
Use your voice.
And I know I have a voice.
I can't hear you.
So then Jess says Tanner, and then what's his name?
Taylor.
Taylor walks up.
The smile that lit up. His
oh
face.
My God, this God. Poor guy.
It was like a car accident.
I wanted to, I just was like, oh my God. And then Anthony was like, well, Anthony said that Rachel should have chose him.
We'll get to
she felt bad.
You know, she should have. I agree with Anthony.
Anthony was like, that was mean. She should have just chosen him.
I agree with Anthony. Yeah.
The alternate explanation is that was his Hail Mary. You felt that. I mean, he's not been the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Like charismatic presence on the show.
I was going to say, I didn't recognize who he was. Even when he stepped forward, yeah. I was like, who's that?
So he walks forward. Then Mercedes comes up. And then a twist, she picks Jordan.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Sorry, Rachel, you did this to yourself.
Yeah.
She did it to herself.
Wouldn't it be great if, Jesse, the host, if he said that to her?
Yeah.
If the show got real. Could the show get real?
Because honestly, she was the first one on the beach.
Yeah.
So, like, she had every opportunity.
Yeah.
And, like, except for Brayden.
I can't believe I had a different experience because I had forgotten about the Tanner thing. So, I was so pro Rachel in that. I felt so bad for her. And now it's, like, more... molding in my mind.
But Rachel, just like the way she dresses, I can't like even.
What about
like,
that? Was like, a crazy?
It's a crazy horrible.
The toga.
And I was thinking, okay, it's going to be casual on Bachelor in Paradise. I'm thinking these things, on Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah. So maybe she'll be able to look not like she's from the 50s or whatever.
Right? Yeah.
Six inches of fabric on the beach.
Yes.
And then she's crying, going, "This is the best thing that ever happened to me."
Oh my god, this snot. This so snot. I'm like. It was, and then to the camera crew running after her, Jesse Palmer waking up from his going after her. It was like.
She's had gone through some bad things.
Hey, Rich,
I would not
want to
be
Rich?
Like on one of her flights.
No.
Like
I feel badly for her because again, I feel like she gets in her own way.
She leaves the mic
big time.
And I understand it. I understand self-sabotage and I feel badly for her because I actually think she can't help herself. I feel badly for her.
I think that's why she had to extricate herself from the situation.
I'm glad she did.
Omitting the Tanner thing, I was really glad she did. I was like, wow, she just really has had it with being rejected and blah, blah, blah. That's probably what she thinks about herself.
Oh my god, it was so sad when she was like, "I need to go." I feel badly for her because I think she is a nice person, and
Brayden needed to not do that.
I know the Brayden was hard. Yeah. I felt badly for her with Brayden.
That was where it really went downhill.
And then Taylor and Brayden got cut, and then Kat and John Henry. What were they? What was the tag?
They were
bugs. What were they? Were lying.
Talking about peeing.
Peeing in the water, underwater.
And he's saying he has to hold it.
It's when I'm saying to myself, you know, these people have no personalities. There's nothing to talk about. It's nice when a tag can validate that.
Yeah.
Because boom.
I mean, so then somebody gets married.
We both to pee.
I heard their mosh pit the thing. What was the pee thing?
Oh. They were talking about they were relating over like having to pee. Like
the
he dives.
Pee, the ocean sound makes you have to pee, but because he's an underwater diver, he just pees whenever he feels like it. There's no delay between having to pee and just peeing.
And so now, like the second he has to pee, he's like, I have to pee.
I'm now peeing. So now I have to pee. I'm peeing.
It was like one of those
hey,
big
hey, do you
want to
go pee in the ocean right now, babe?
Yeah.
Just to quickly bring it back to Golden Bachelor, that is one suspicion I had that Leslie and Gary weren't going to work out is when they met the kids and she was like, we really connected when he said fuck in front of me. It's like, that was the most romantic thing that happened
also,
to
you.
I love that though.
And it's also, but it was also like when she said, like, also, just like, don't lead with that. And then also like, when he was like, we haven't had the hard conversations. And she's like, when was the last time you had sex? You know what I mean? It was like, everything was like that. It's like, I mean, I think sex is great. Sex is supposed to, like, when it's only, like, if you don't want, like, if you're like, people, let me pick me for that, it's like, well, that's all you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like,
she wasn't filling the role in the moment of, like, yes, let's have the hard conversation.
Yeah,
she made a joke about it.
She immediately deflated it. But then I think she is that sex oriented, which is why I think she fucked his brains out.
Yeah.
I think she actually does care when he last had sex. Because she wanted to know she could blow his mind.
Like if he was rusty or not?
No, I think she wanted to know she could blow his mind.
Oh.
Like she wanted thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. You guys, all right, we're going to take any final thoughts before we come back and pick Tweet of the Week.
Can't wait till next week.
Oh my God. Okay, well, after the break, we'll talk about who we think gets engaged and who we think breaks up.
Guys, it's time for Bachelor in Paradise. Put on your monokinis and get ready to get an STD.
Arriba.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. Okay, you guys, who do you think is going to break up? Who's going to get any engagements? And who do you think is going to just leave as a couple? And who do you think is getting married? Marilyn, we'll start with you.
Oh, boy.
Do you not want to be first?
Well, I want to say Avon and Kylie, they're so boring. And then they're teasing that they're breaking up, which makes me think they're staying together.
Okay, yeah. You think they're going to get engaged?
Yeah, because she's going to push it. And he's going to push it, and they're so milquetoast, and they're both just going to do that.
What do you think about, I actually, in a weird way, think Canadian Sam and Pete might get engaged, it is really sweet, but I feel like because they're not famous enough, people aren't going to care.
And they're maybe the most solid relationship because they're underplaying it.
Yeah, and I think that we don't even see it, and I think that they might get engaged.
What about Eliza and
I bet they get engaged. So now I'm just going to take it back, so we're not going to have three engagements. I think Avon, Such and So, Kylie break up.
Yeah.
I think we might
I
have.
I hope they do.
I think Pete and Sam are going to leave his boyfriend girlfriend. And I think Eliza. No, I'm going to say Pete and Sam get engaged. And then Aaron B. and Eliza are like, I'd like to see where this goes.
I think John Henry and Kat get engaged and they pee together as part of their
vows. Oh my God, that'd be so fun. Okay, what do you think? Here we go, Tess.
I think that definitely Kylie's, because I do think the Kylie Blake thing was alarming. So I think there's something going on there. So that will be a breakup.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah. And I'm going to vote for the pee couple too, because I do feel like that seemed to hit for both of them.
The pee couple. It's so good.
Yeah, you can't be pissed off at someone that
you kiss
with.
It kind of makes a weird sense. She can act out, and then he's just like, hey.
You're right.
I'll be
if
back
they got
Robbie.
Engaged.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like
after
they might. Now that,
that
you say that,
them.
You're absolutely right. They might.
Remember when she goes, my soul, I'm getting a parts of my soul back.
Yeah, I can't.
Which just means I got a hot guy I can control, and I took him from somebody else, and I'm good. That's all I want.
That's all I need.
She was the biggest nightmare, and now we just don't see her.
It's wild. She was seriously such a wild tornado, and we have not seen her for weeks.
It feels like in this season, like, big things were cut out. That makes me wonder if, like, some shit went down that they had to edit around.
This has been been my least favorite season.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I feel like if there are real couples happening, let me see it.
There's no Brandon and Serene.
Well, here's the thing is, like, I mean, there might be, maybe Kylie and Avon, like.
But we're not seeing it.
I want to say to the producers that as much as I make jokes, I am not a cynical person, and I really do root for people. I truly want people to be happy. I don't watch. The fun of this is actually, like, the shenanigans around a couple of couples actually falling in love. Like, I really want a few people to fall in love and be, like, a nice match. So show me that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't need a ton of time if they're boring, but I'm actually rooting for whoever it is. Someone's going to get engaged. And I'm going to guess it's someone we haven't spent much time with. I'd like to have seen a little more of it, unless they're so boring. Like,
why? I'm like jumping back to the Tanner and whoever make out. It's like they're like, oh, they're making out. We have to show that. It's like, well, that didn't go anywhere. So now we're just confused.
Yeah,
like,
we got to
show that too.
I know.
Yeah.
I see.
We need Bo. We need like, the lascivious stuff.
We have 2 hours. So show me some of the falling in love and then the horny makeouts. Like, but I want to see some people falling in love if they really are going to get engaged. Show it
and
to me.
It's like you're the Bachelor. The best thing that you, the thing that you're the best at is making boring people's falling in love interesting.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, Bill, who do you think? What are you rooting
for? I'm going to play off of what you just said because I put a lot of stock when you in the things you say.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to guess maybe Eliza and Aaron because, they're like two really boring people who seem to be working out. But I don't think there were any really good connections because I think they would have shown it.
Yeah. What do you think?
I do. So I don't think anyone gets married. I think the people getting married, and I don't know who
I think
it
they're
is,
a previous
is a
couple.
Previous couple.
Agreed. Kinda.
That's making me think of Mari and Kenny. Like,
but I know.
And they actually showed that.
It's not that one, though. But I know it's not them because they got married in Puerto Rico. So I wonder who, because I was thinking it might be them. Who
no,
is?
No, I'm saying from the
like,
past.
You're saying like there's
of,
no yeah,
showing
yeah,
a real
yeah, yeah,
love.
Yeah, couple like them. Yeah, exactly.
No,
like or grocery store
Joe.
Right. Yeah. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
That could be that. And we know it's not the Golden Bachelor. Because,
but they've already gotten married. So, but like they were a good couple to watch fall in love.
Oh, you're saying who's going to get married?
Who's going to get married?
It's going to be Becca and Thomas.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Doug figured that out. It's got to be Becca and Thomas.
Wait, what? They're going to surprise...
Yeah, well, somebody gets married and they are engaged and they have a kid, but they haven't gotten married.
Have they ever done that before?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Fun.
I
yes,
think so.
Yes, they did it. What do you mean, a surprise marriage?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so who did it?
They did it at the beginning.
Was it Carly and Evan?
They did it like the first episode to show like this can happen to you.
Was
like they did it early on.
It was Carly and Evan. Yeah.
Okay. It was cute.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be Becca and Thomas.
That's a really good guess.
I mean, that was Doug Benson, I think.
Good job, Doug. The guy, he's going to be here for our finale. I like how locked in and I'm here for it. Okay, you guys.
Yeah.
You know what? We didn't get any new reviews.
What the fuck, people?
It's so sad.
Uh-oh.
You guys, it's my birthday on Sunday, and
Katie's
I didn't get any new reviews. Not one new review.
They were waiting for us to be on.
Yeah.
Give a review. Yes.
Give me a birthday review.
Go to the Apple Store, pick up all we
only,
the phones.
Yeah, we only have
computers.
One. We only have one
reviews.
Podcast left. It was like, give us a review.
Somebody act out.
This is also like when iHeart decides if we're going to get picked up again, give us some reviews.
Seriously, you all are at the Apple Store buying people presents.
Buy
you know,
people presents.
Waiting.
Just pick up all the phones.
Five stars.
Buy some reviews. Okay, here we go. Here are our tweet of the week.
Yeah.
And by the way, this was not going to get a sleep crown, but if you want a sleep crown with a discount code, you go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR code golden for the Queen Julie, who's coming to my show tomorrow night at the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles, which are almost sold out. But if you guys are here, it's going to be so fun. Me and Brian Safi. We have a song about George Santos.
Oh my God.
We have Chris Fleming, who does all those funny videos, the song videos on. He's so funny.
His
so funny.
Special on
is
Peacock
great. His
is
special
on Peacock. His is so funny.
His special on Peacock is so funny. I've never met him. I slid into his DMs because I think he's. I listen to his Boba Manifesto all the time. And then we have Meatball, who happened to do a drag performance of George Santos earlier this year that went viral because it went on the Daily Show. And George Santos got confused and thought it like was it complimented for real, and he was like, "No, I'm like making fun of you." Like, and so he's going to be doing the show, or they're going to be doing the show. So it's just so exciting. Please come. There's a couple tickets left. It's the Elysian Theater on Wednesday the 6th, and then we're also doing. Guys, if you can get to San Francisco, come play with us and Brayden. It's the afternoon of Saturday the 20th. Yeah. You're invited. If you want to come play with Brayden and you have a place to crash, get up to San Francisco on January 20th. So far, and we might be adding to the team, me, Doug Benson, Brayden, Aaron Foley, Jack Heese, Dr. Banana and Katie, my friend Lori. It's going to be
that's great.
Going to be such a fun lineup. All right, you guys. Here we go. Tweet of the week. Do you guys have... You have a sleep crown.
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy.
I've heard about them.
It's really good.
I'm afraid I'll get addicted
what
to it.
What is it? Sorry. It's like a...
It's like a weighted blanket meets like a face mask meets like a sleep pillow meets like a whoopee. And I have sleep problems, and this is not a paid sponsor.
So it goes over your face.
It goes over your face. I'm not a paid sponsor.
I have a weighted sleep mask. Is it more 360?
It's better.
Mask?
It's like a pillow.
I have a mask.
Wow.
It covers me. I love to feel squished.
My favorite, I like the travel size one the best. That's just me, but there we go.
Wow.
Here we go. Cheyenne Constant has been on fire with the tweets. At Trixie Firecracker. The Batch Nation camera crew have been killing me tonight. Dude was like, do I have to follow her? Oh, okay. She's right. This is from Lazy B2 at Lazy B2. The preview of John Henry deciding whether to propose to Kat reminds me of the time my 3-year-old said his brain told him to wear a helmet, but he wasn't going to listen to his brain. This is from Cheyenne Constant. Blake, we got to find another way for you to find love in the Batch universe. Maybe go to a friend's wedding, hook up with a guest, become the Batch. Hookup is on your season, pick two women over her, and then date her later. I mean, he really is like, how am I going to do it? It's like, well, you've been on three times now.
Yeah.
So, here we go. This is Melissa at Melissa_Rave. Peter sitting in the cabana watching Jess walk by crying, and he turns around back to his convo like, don't make eye contact, don't make eye contact, don't make eye contact. And this is also from Melissa Rave. Well, at least somebody used the boom boom room. Thanks, Gary and Teresa. And then the final one, Rose Reactions. Where is the vibe check counter? We need it back. As Blake says, the vibes are off. All right, what are your top two, you guys?
I like that helmet.
I like the helmet
one. I like helmet.
Yeah.
Helmet and then Blake. Okay, here we go. Lazy B2. The preview of John Henry deciding whether to propose to Kat reminds me of the time my 3-year-old said his brain told him to wear a helmet, but he wasn't going to listen to his brain. Or Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Blake, we got to find another way for you to find love in the Batch universe. Maybe go to a friend's wedding, hook up with a guest, become the Batch. Hookup is on your season. Pick two women over her and then date her later. Mm-hmm. Okay, Blake or John Henry helmet? Mary Lynn.
Helmet.
Bill. I would go with helmet too.
Okay.
Gravity.
I'm going to go Blake.
Okay.
Ooh. Helmet.
Okay, helmet it is. Lazy B2, you won your Tweet of the Week winner. Preview of John Henry deciding whether to propose to Kat reminds me of the time my 3-year-old said his brain told him to wear a helmet, but he wasn't going to listen to his brain. You are the Tweet of the Week. If you want us to participate, we have one final episode. Tweet at me, at Arda Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnier, HONSSSNIEH, and then do hashtag WYATR. Mary Lynn, what
so
a treat. Where can people find you? What would you like to promote?
Oh, I'd like to promote my podcast at That Woo You Do. And please find me on Instagram at Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
I'd love to do your podcast.
Oh, you know
sometime.
What? I have. I would love to have you.
I've got lots of work.
I'm in a Christmas movie right now.
What? Oh, that's fun.
On Disney Plus called Dashing Through the Snow.
That's fun.
With Ludacris and Lil Rel. And I play a bad guy.
Fun.
I play a crook trying to stop Santa.
That's cool. Nice.
Was Ludacris fun?
The best.
I bet.
The best.
Like, I'm obsessed
like an
with
icon.
Ludacris.
Oh my God. I was listening to Ludacris the other day. I was like, he had so many fucking jams.
And oh my God. Ludacris was like, so good. Gold Digger, or excuse me.
Oh my God.
In person, so humble, shows up for rehearsal. Sense of humor, approachable.
Are they your friend? Is Ludacris your friend?
Yeah, I texted him this morning.
Okay.
I was too scared to ask for a picture with him, but I definitely
I definitely
had some quality moments with him.
That's
and I found him to be just the best.
You're
ever.
The best. Bill Kussler, what would you like to promote?
Well, there's so much going on, but I you know, even though there's a lot going on, if anyone out there, because I think a lot of people are looking for an old white guy.
Yes.
I am available.
That's so great. Just for anything.
Just for anything.
That's
really,
so great.
If you need something around the house fix, if you need someone to like teach a moral lesson to
that's
your child,
great.
I'm
careful.
Here.
I need
I'm
all
here
these
for you.
Things.
Yeah, that sounds great. Honestly, that sounds very satisfying.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. What would Tess Barker, what would you like to promote?
Yeah, please listen to Lady to Lady.
And such a fun podcast.
Thank you. And if you are interested in the Britney story, I did a 10-part documentary podcast about that called Toxic, the Britney Spears story that I worked very hard on and I think is very good. So listen to that.
My wife may have listened to that.
Oh, awesome.
She helped crack, like she's the one that helped bring attention
it's
to
amazing.
The
amazing
and like help get her free.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
If you do nothing else, that is a
it
giant
is. You
thing
helped
to
a human being.
Be
you did.
For.
That's your You're a human rights lawyer.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I do know how to read legal documents amazing. Now, so.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, maybe I you should knock on the, okay.
That's not okay. Really. Katie, what would you like to promote?
As always, please go to your local shelter and adopt or foster a dog. Like, it is truly dire all over the country. I just got an email from a Chicago rescue. They are, like, full up of dogs aww. Everywhere in the country, especially aww. Tessa knows she volunteers with LA City Shelters. It is full. They desperately need that. And also, don't buy people puppies for Christmas.
Thank you. Well, you guys, such a joy. It makes me so happy to do these in person again. I love it. It truly... And we appreciate all of our listeners. So, it just makes me so happy. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, thank you so much. My name is Arden Marie. Thank you so much. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.